Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. It is indeed wonderful to be back on the air with another broadcast. We trust today finds each of you well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord this summer. How time does fly. Camp meeting season is with us, and perhaps many are making plans to attend some of them. We're trusting this may be a time of great and gathering of souls. It could be that some of you have wondered, just what are we going to do with the gospel alphabet when we come to the letter Q? Well, we're going to have to do something quite quickly, because that is where we are right now, down to the letter Q. I find a number of words to which this could apply. In fact, I've just used two of them quite and quickly. There could be others, such as quake, quarrel, or queen. But I've chosen to vary a little from this line of thought and apply this letter Q to the word quest, Q-U-E-S-T. This means to seek or hunt for something. As a starting point, listen to these two verses for a text. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Matthew 7:7-8. From this, it seems logical to me that if these things are given to those who seek, search, and knock, then those who do not seek, search, or knock are left without them. Effort must be put forth to obtain them. Why should one expect the good things of life to come to them while they sit idly by and wait? It is good to be on the right track. That is wonderful, but it's not enough. One must be moving along that track. Onward and upward is a watchword of the saints. A passive life is compared to a piece of driftwood, floating without a purpose down the stream of life, carried whithersoever the current happens to go. Such a life and purpose accomplish little, if anything, worthwhile. In fact, the driftwood is cumbersome to the current on which it rides. Yes, timber may sometimes become driftwood, but a human soul is not meant to be a drifting soul. Man is given a mind to think and search that he may go in quest of the best and obtain it, always climbing upward in this spiritual life. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. Genesis 3:19. Sweat? That means work for your bread. Sweat is caused by activity. God has not altered that law so far as I know. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 puts it this way. If any would not work, neither should he eat. So one must go in quest of food, both naturally and spiritually. Listen again. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 6:6. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 19:15. So Q, sure enough, does stand for quest, doesn't it? We are to go in search of the blessings and favor of the Lord. The highway of holiness is similar to a natural highway. It is a good road to travel, but a poor place for sleeping. Some go to sleep at the wheel and destroy themselves. One scripture says, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Ephesians 5:14. The one-talent man, the two-talent man, and the five-talent man were all controlled by their desire and determination to be useful and profitable to the master. The quest of the one-talent man failed, so he did nothing except bury his talent. People who are afraid to climb can never rise very high. It might be that we really wouldn't call them immoral, but nevertheless, slothfulness can be sinful. Didn't Jesus call the one-talent man wicked and slothful servant? So let's be up and doing. There are several kinds of people. Some wish for and long for and sigh, but don't have the courage to get up and try to accomplish God's will. Others make a joke of life, and when opportunity knocks, they sneer and say, "Why should I stir myself?" Still others do lots of talking and very little acting. But I'm glad there are a few who are seeking and ever striving to fulfill the purpose of God's will in their lives. Abraham wanted peace instead of strife, so he put forth an honest effort to find it rather than wait for peace to find him. He gave Lot a choice of all the land before him, Genesis 13:8-9. In the time of famine, Jacob sent forth his sons to a foreign land in search of food rather than let them sit idly while they all starved, Genesis 42:1. When Jesus needed transportation, he sent forth his disciples in quest of the donkey rather than wait for the donkey to wander there. Matthew 21:1-3. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed the sycamore tree where nothing would obstruct his view. Because of this, Jesus went home with him and salvation came to his house. Friends, don't allow others to stand between you and God. Rise above all the opposing elements, and the Lord will be found of you. Be as the man seeking goodly pearls. When he had found one of great price, he went and sold all he had to purchase it. He was willing to pay the price. But in all your striving and searching, let me caution, do it honestly and honorably. Here is the admonition of Paul to those seeking spiritual gifts. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. 1 Corinthians 14:12. Do you have a desire for a spiritual gift? You should. Then seek for it, that you may edify the church, and in doing that, you will be blessed also. Did you know there are thousands of folks living in a natural body, but in reality, they are dead in their sins? Spiritually, that is. Listen to Revelation 3:1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." It is not in words only, but in actions that we glorify God. Where there's no vision, the people perish, Proverbs 29:18. So let me sum up these thoughts in this way. Go in quest of God's will for your life. When you have determined that and found it, then set a goal for yourself and seek God daily for grace to attain that achievement. Then, at the end, you can be like Paul who said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Summertime is a time of harvest. Already this summer I've seen the combines in the field gathering in the golden grain. Then they pour it into the trucks to be hauled away for storage, where it can be shipped around the world and made into flour to be used for bread to feed the hungry. This brings me to the scripture which is the very heart of the Mission Trail broadcast. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. John 4:35. Listen, life's fleeting day. All of our years with care they are numbered, marked but a speck on the great sea of time. Spent like the telling of some ancient story, they vanish away as the sound of its rhyme. Yes, they're gone, those moments, forever. Numbered are they with the deeds of the past. We can but hope to be true in the future, some other time to redeem at the last. Soon will life's harvest forever be ended. Soon shall the blossoms of summer decay. Soon shall their sweet odors have perished, borne by the cool winds of autumn away. Would you bring joy to the cheerless and sad? Would you be strength to the faint ere too late? Would you give bread to the hungry and dying? Now is the time, precious soul. Do not wait. Trusting in God, let us rush to the rescue, forward with might in the name of our King. Satan shall flee at the tramp of our footsteps, and the glad song of the victors will sing. Onward the current of time still is rolling, tirelessly, noiselessly, surely it flows. Swifter than eagles can fly through the ether, man to his home in eternity goes. Soon shall the flow of its tide cease forever, fall soon the sound of its knell on our ears. Soon shall the gleam of life's radiant morning burst on our sight for eternity's years. Our Father, take the message, bless it to the good of every listener, and we'll give thee the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
His presence surrounds me, His love leads me on. He's always beside me, I'm never alone. Until in His glory, His face I shall see, I never shall fail Him, He's never failed me. For He is my Savior, my Lord and my King.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
My Lord walks beside me, I'm depending on Him.